This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The final principle I'd like to highlight based on our study of 1 Samuel 25 is found in John 9:4. Jesus told his disciples, "As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work." This principle was highlighted in our study because it comes into focus probably halfway through the day. David was insulted by Nabal and had marshaled 400 armed men to join him in avenging himself. One of Nabal's servants saw what was happening and realized if he didn't act immediately, it would be too late. Likewise, Abigail, once aware of the danger, had to act immediately as well. Time was running out. Night was approaching, and David and his men were getting closer by the minute. It's amazing how quickly she pulled together the food David had requested, organized a troop of servants to go with her, and prepare her appeal. She pulled it off and saved her household from the impending tragedy. I've often thought about Jesus' words, "As long as it is day," suggests you have plenty of time to do what needs to be done. There is opportunity everywhere to gather the resources and prepare for the assignment. Night is coming. If you put it off, you will find opportunity ebbing away. Night is coming when no one can work. If you put off what you need to do, opportunity will end. Had the servant put off notifying Abigail of the impending danger, she would not have had time to do what she needed to do. And if she didn't respond immediately, disaster would be upon them. If you'd like to review these scripts, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.